This is the second part.
In het maakte door wonen maar zijn.
And the previous part was all introduction.
Maar het met elkaar die paradijs dan niet maar een moraal dan niet moet zijn.
Yeah, so now in verse 5.
Are you trying to?
Yeah, John starts to give his message.
Are you almost about to show me kind of that?
Yeah, we can live in fellowship with God.
We can even bomb our kids for
our joy can be full.
Show them more.
And he starts out in verse 5.
Are you trying to show me kind of that? این است پیغامی که از او شنیدیم و شما اعلام می نمایید که خدا نور است و هیچ تاریکی در وی هرگز نیست.
So here's what you need to start understanding, it says. If you want to have fellowship with God. If you want His joy to be full.
Yeah,
that God is light and Him is no darkness at all.
Yeah.
Everything about Him, yeah, it's light, it's good, it's perfect. Yeah, there's no flaw in God. He's perfectly just.
He's
perfectly righteous.
He's
perfectly good.
Yeah,
God doesn't lack in any area.
Yeah,
the Bible tells that God is holy.
Yeah,
be holy as I am holy. Yeah, and we need to understand that in God, that we want to have fellowship with, and it wants to have fellowship with us. Yeah, that God is holy. Yeah, we need to have a proper view of God.
بدونیم خدا واقعی مقدس بودنش یعنی
چی؟
آیه 6 ادامه میده. میگه اگر گوییم که با وی مشارکت داریم در حالی که در تاریکی گام برداریم دروغ میگوییم و به راستی عمل نمی کنیم.
Yeah. So God is light.
خدا نور.
And him is no darkness at all.
در او تاریکی اصلا وجود
نداره. Yeah. Darkness and God do not go together.
و خداوند و تشون با هم دیگه نمی‌شن.
So if you say that you have fellowship with God, but you live in darkness, you're a liar. Yeah, what is living in darkness?
Yeah.
Living in sin. Living, walking after the lust of the flesh. Not walking in the spirit. Yeah, and this tells me that the amount of fellowship that you can have with God
این به من میگه مشارکت که شما با خداوند خواهید داشت.
Has a lot to do with how you live your life.
بستگی خیلی زیاد داره که چگونه زندگی میکنید.
Yeah. And is it also not true that if you walk in darkness,
این واقعیت نیست که اگر در تاریکی قدم برمیدارید,
then also your joy will not be full.
شادیتون هم کامل نخواهد شد.
Yeah. And when I sin, that doesn't give me joy.
Yeah.
It is the opposite.
شادی نخواهم داشتم
now,
موردش برعکس خواهد بود.
Are there people who say they have fellowship with God and are lying?
آیا کسایی هستند که مشارکت با خدا دارن و دروغ میگن؟ آره دروغ.
Yeah, there are people who say, oh, I'm God and me are doing well.
من و خدا با هم
with great fellowship.
مشارکت عمیق داریم با هم.
I have all this great experience with God.
با خداوند تجربه‌های بزرگ.
I'm on the mountain top.
بالای اون کوه هم با خداوند.
While you walk in darkness.
در زمانی که در تاریکی قدم برمی‌داره.
Yeah, if you say that you're a liar.
اگر یه میگی درو کوه هست.
Yeah, and people, they don't read their Bible.
They
don't pray.
دعا نمی‌کنن.
They don't share the gospel with lost.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بشارت نمی‌دن به گم شدگان.
Yes.
و با این حال.
They supposedly have this great fellowship with God.
مثلا مشارکت دارن با خداوند.
It's impossible.
غیر ممکنه.
Yeah, you're a liar, the Bible says.
شما مقدس میگه دروغ میگی.
You live because you're walking in darkness.
چون در تاریکی قدم برمیداری.
And you might think, okay, why is the gospel sharing the gospel an issue if you don't do it?
اگر مشارکت انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بشارت ندی چه دلیلی داره که من در تاریکی قدم برمیدارم؟
Now, because sin is not only what you do wrong.
گناه همیشه اون نیست که اشتباه میکنی.
It's also what you do not do, what you're supposed to do.
But that انجام ندادن چیزهایی که میدونی باید انجام بدی و قرار بود انجام بدی هم گناه.
Yeah, there are sins of omission.
گناهایی هست که وظیفه‌ت ولی انجام نمی‌دی.
Yeah, and God told us to preach the gospel.
خداوند از اون فرمان خواسته که بریم و به دیگران.
Not doing other sins.
و این کار نکنی یا فرمانی کردن از خداوند و گناهه.
James 4:17.
یعقوب 4.
Therefore, to him that knows to do good. And do it not, to him it is sin. James 4:17.
چهار میده. دفعه 370. از هر که نیکوی کردن را بداند و به عمل نیاورد، او را گناه است.
Yeah, so when you walk in darkness, when you walk in sin, either by
گناه قدم برمی‌داری.
Since you commit or since you it because you don't do things.
گناهی که کردی که به خاطر یک کاری را انجام ندادی.
Yeah, your fellowship
with
God is affected.
تحت تاثیر قرار گرفته.
Yeah, because God is light.
چون خداوند نوره.
And Him there is no darkness.
در تاریکی در خداوند که نور هست تاریکی وجود نداره.
So if you say you have a great fellowship with God, and for example never share the gospel, you're lying. If you say you have great fellowship with God, but you don't pick up your Bible in the morning,
and
you don't read the Bible, you're a liar. Why? God is light. There's no darkness in Him. And darkness and light don't go together. So if you're in darkness, you do not have the fellowship of God. And let me take this note on sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
You've been encouraged to share it.
You've
been given the tools to do that. Yeah, making it easy for you.
Yeah.
You've heard preaching on how to do
that.
Yeah. We now have a weekly time that you can actually join. Yeah, when you can learn to do it. Yeah, not doing that, not being active in that, affects your fellowship with God.
You
say, oh, but I'm not able to go out and for
all
reasons. Now, whatever the reason is, yeah, at least pray if you have a legitimate reason for those who go. Yeah, at least support those who can go. And make yourself ready. Learn how to do it. Learn the scripture. Yeah, so you can share when you have the opportunity. Go back to 1 John, read verse 7.
اما اگر در نور گام برداریم چنان که در نور است با یکدیگر مشارکت داریم و خون پسر عیسی مسیح ما را از هر گناهی پاک می‌سازد.
Yeah, but if we walk in light,
اگر در نور گام برمی‌داریم,
if our lives, if we live our lives in a way that honors Him,
در زندگیمون جوری زندگی کنیم
که باعث خدا بشه, Spirit,
زندگیمون جوری بکنیم,
yeah, showing His good, acceptable, and a perfect will, then we also will have fellowship one with another.
و با همدیگه هم مشارکت کنیم.
Yeah, and of course we're going to not only fellowship with one another, we also have fellowship with God. And later on, of course, John will come back to this. But let's turn it around for a moment.
Yeah,
if we do not have fellowship with one another, yeah, meaning if we are at enmity with our brothers and sisters in Christ, then it means that we're not walking in the light.
به این معنی که در نور قدم
برمی‌داریم. And we are in darkness.
وقتی در تاریکی هستیم.
Then we don't have fellowship with God.
اون موقعی که مشارکت نداریم با خدا.
You see that our relationship with other Christians.
زندگی ما و رابطه ما با دیگر مسیحیان.
Can affect your relationship with God.
می‌تونه رابطه‌تون رو با خداوند تأثیر
بذاره. If there are issues on that level.
اگر مشکلی داشته باشیم بین هم دیگه.
Then there's also issues in your relationship with God.
با خداوند هم مشکل‌هایی داره.
Go to John 13:34.
Yeah,
Jesus says there, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another.
Yeah,
walk in the light as He is in the light.
So verse 8.
First John for so don't think you are without sin. Yeah, do not be deceived. Yeah, if you think foolishly that you are without sin, yeah, then you're deceived. Yeah, and there is this sinless perfection crowd. And they say that to be saved you need to live a perfect life. And what these people do, they bash others with sins they have overcome or supposedly have overcome. Oh, I was drunk and I overcame this and I don't push alcohol anymore. Oh, you are drunk?
تو مس کردی؟
Oh, then you're not safe.
پس تو نجات
نداری. Yeah, because if you were safe, you would have a problem.
نجات داشتی تو هم از مسئله
رو برد. And it's kind of a moving target.
این کار حرکت میکنه.
Yeah, they also always focus on what they have overcome.
همیشه میگن من چیکار کردم؟ من به کجا رسیدم؟
Yeah, and it's wicked.
و واقعا
it works by salvation.
مذهبه.
It's heresy. And it says here, if you say that you are without sin,
اگر گویی که گناه نداری,
yeah, then the truth is not in you.
And
I bet that I skipped this verse in 1 John. And I think it will be hard to find them teaching verse by verse over this book.
Now,
that we'll see later in the chapter, or in the book. They like to just pick out one verse to support their doctrine, ignoring this one. The truth is, the Bible says we all sin and come short of the glory of God. Yeah, the truth is that the Bible says that our good works, our best attempts, they are like filthy rags before the Lord. Yeah, the truth is that as long as we live in our flesh, we will commit sin. Yeah, doing things wrong. By either committing things or omitting things. And this is one for them. Truth is that the cause of foolishness is sin.
حتی فکر احمقانه کردن هم گناهه.
Yeah, so they already have failed. Yeah, by just claiming that they were without sin.
وقتی اعلام میکنن من بیگناه
هستم. According to 1 John 8.
که به رساله اول یوحنا آیه 8 خودشون اولین گناه کردن.
To claim that they were without sin.
خود را فریب دادن. بدون گناهی.
And of course, we understand that the new man, the spiritual man, the revived man,
روحانی، اون انسان جدید در ما ساخته شده.
Is without sin.
اون بدون گناه.
The new creation.
اون یک مخلوق جدیدی است.
But we still live in the flesh.
اما هنوز این جسم داریم و هنوز در این جسم هستیم.
Yeah, one day our flesh will be changed.
یه روز این جسممون تبدیل
میشه. But as long as we live on the earth,
زمانی که این زمین هستیم،
in our flesh,
داریم و این جسم خاکی رو داریم.
Yeah, we will sin.
گناه خواهیم کرد.
Yeah. There will be this battle between the flesh and the spirit.
That's
why we find so many scriptures encouraging to walk after the spirit. Do away with the things of the flesh. Yeah. Till then, till we have our new body, our glorified body, we really need to pay attention to the next verse.
باید به آیه بعدی نگاه کنیم.
Verse 9.
آیه 9 مراقب باشیم. اگر به گناه خود اعتراف کنیم، او امین و عادل است و گناهان ما را بیامرزد و ما را از هر ناراستی پاک کند.
If we confess our sins,
اگر اعتراف کنی گناهان تو،
to who? To the priest?
به کی؟ به اون کشیش؟
No, to God.
به خود خدا.
Yes, and nobody is interested in listening to everybody's dirty secrets all the day, all the time. Only a wicked person wants to do that. And it says, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse from all righteousness. Now, why is he just to do that? Now, because Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid the price for our past sins, our current sins, and whatever sin we commit in the future. Yeah, there's only one reason why God can be just for giving sins. Yeah, because Jesus is life. Because Jesus is eternal life. Jesus is the Son of God. Who died on the cross. Taking our sins on him.
He paid
our penalty. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting
life.
So, what do you do when you have sins? Because we all do. No one is not sin. You go to God and say, I'm sorry. You acknowledge your own. And it says, He's faithful and gives the
forgiveness
to restore the relationship that's perfected. Yeah, but do not forget that a high price was paid.
Yeah,
do not make the blood of Christ cheap. Yeah, when we confess our sins, realize that somebody paid the price
for your sins.
Somebody suffered because of
your sins.
And think of that when you're planning to go sin again. Yeah, salvation is a free gift. Yeah, a free gift for you. But salvation was not free.
Yeah.
Jesus paid a very high price for your salvation. Now, Romans 6, 1 and 2 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live in it and live any longer therein?
به هیچ روی ما که از گناه مردیم چگونه دیگر را در آن زندگی کنیم.
Yeah, so when you sin, go to God, confess it to Him.
وقتی گناه می‌کنیم,
He will forgive.
بریم به سمت خداوند. اعتراف کنیم چون خدا و عادل را می‌بخشد.
Yeah, and we can trust that when we ask,
وقتی بپرسیم,
yeah, He restores us.
او ما را می‌بخشد.
He forgives us.
ما را می‌بخشد.
Yeah. And the New Testament is a better testament.
عهد جدید
Yeah, we don't have to go burn animals. Because that's what it did in the Old Testament. Yeah, now we can just go onto our knees and go to God directly. We can boldly approach God. Hebrews 4, read 16 and say there. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4, verse 16.
پس با جرأت نزدیک به تخت سیف بیاییم تا رحمت بیابیم سیف را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضرورت ما را یاری
رسیم
چجوری میتونیم با
جرأت
خداوند بریم؟
Jesus Christ. Yeah, read the two verses before that, 14 and 15.
پس چون کاهن اعظم بزرگی داریم که از آسمان درگذشته است یعنی عیسی پسر خدا اعتراف خود را محکم بدانیم زیرا کاهن اعظمی نداریم که نتواند هم درد ضعف‌های ما بشود بلکه آزموده شده در هر چیزی مشابه ما بدون
گناه
چون عیسی مسیح کاهن
اعظم
خون او بود که ریخته شد
و
به خاطر اون تخت رحمت ریخته شد
the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin.
خون گوسفندان و بزها هیچ وقت نمیتونه گناهان ما رو کاملا
پاک کنه. گناهان ما فقط از طریق خون عیسی مسیح گرفته میشه. He is the reason that we can go to God and confess
our sins. و اعتراف کنیم.
And that God, being faithful,
خداوند وفاداره.
And just can forgive us and cleanse
us. میتونه ما رو ببخشه و ما رو.
Yeah, never forget that your sins are faithful.
گناهان شما مجازاتش پرداخت.
They had a price.
یک هزینه زیادی پرداخت.
Yeah, it was free for us to give it to us. But it was not for Jesus.
اما برای عیسی مسیح نه.
Yeah, don't make His love look cheap.
خون او را ارزون نشمرید.
By just sinning away.
همینجوری هی گناه کنی گناه کنی.
Oh, God will forgive me anyway.
خداوند می‌بخشد.
Now, yes, He will.
بله
می‌بخشد. Yeah, because God is faithful and just to forgive you. خداوند
عادل و شما را می‌بخشد.
But also don't forget that God changed every son that He received.
خداوند همه بچه‌هاش فرزندش رو تنبیه خواهد کرد و تربیت خواهد کرد.
Now, read verse 10 of 1 John.
آیه 10 فصل رساله اول یوحنا آخرین آیه رو هم بخونید. اگر گوییم که گناه نکردیم، او را دروغگو می‌شماریم و کلام او در ما نیست.
Yeah, and this going to God is something we all need.
هممون لازم داریم.
حضور خداوند. And not once a year.
نه سالی یه بار.
And we need this on a regular basis.
هر روزه مداوم نیاز.
Yeah, we need it daily.
هر روزه به پایان.
Rather than every other day.
شاید دو بار در روز.
Yeah, because we're all sinful. Yeah, we all need to confess our sins and to make right with God. So that we have fellowship with God. So that our joy may be complete. So what is John telling us in this first part of 1 John? Yeah. Understand, no, realize. God is light. In him there's no darkness. And realize that if you walk in darkness, if you walk in sin, you will lose that fellowship with him. And realize that if your relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, if these relationships are bad, if you hate your brother, then it affects your fellowship with God. Because when you live at enmity with your brother or sister in Christ, it means you live in darkness. And therefore, you cannot have fellowship with God who is light. And realize that you're not without sin. Yeah, you need to take things right with God on a daily basis. Yeah, and maybe more times a day sometimes. Yeah, but also know the solution. We can be bold. Yeah, to go to God, confess our sins to Him, tell Him your story. Yeah. And then God is faithful and just, because of Jesus, to forgive us and cleanse us from all the righteousness. And that is what John wants us to know. That is what God wants us to know. Yeah, so we may have fellowship with him, so that our joy may be full. Amen.